And now, from your most trusted source of news, we cut through the fluff to give you the stuff. Live with your host, it's Willie Stop on News Facts.
How right you are, and there ain't no denying it. I'm Willie Stop, and I'm never gonna stop bringing you the facts on News Facts. The only spin you'll get here will be your own head spinning when you hear the next story. With no pun intended, we have breaking news. That's right. It's breaking news about a break-in late yesterday at the British Museum of Natural History in London. The cylinder of Cyrus was stolen. I repeat, stolen. The news of this theft has rocked the archaeological world. Let's go live to Deidre Camboloni to the local university campus for comment from the experts in the field. Deidre?
Thanks, Willie. We had hoped to acquire comment from the renowned archaeological professors, Professor Jones and his sister, Professor Jones. However, they are unavailable right now for comment. Standing with me here is the new sitting dean of the university, Dean Halloper. Dean?
Yes! And it's Hollander, with a D in there, actually. If you see it there, see?
Sir, the camera.
Right! As we discover the joy of learning, we are heartbroken at the loss of this highly significant historical artifact. I'm sure that Professors Michigander Jones and Carolina Jones would like to be here, but for now, suffice it to say, they are apparently elsewhere, or else they would definitely be here.
There's Dr. Dubius.
Oh, yes, Dr. Dubius, esteemed math and physics professor at the university. Can you shed any light on the alleged robbery?
Yes, we are all shocked by the news of this thievery. The cylinder of Cyrus is an ancient clay artifact with a cuneiform inscription from the Persian king Cyrus the Great from the 6th century BC.
Wow, I'm impressed that you know so much about that, given your other areas of expertise.
Oh, well, I've been known to dabble here and there. Not with the cylinder itself, I mean. Who knows where it could be? Perhaps some overly zealous Christian took it because it supposedly has some scriptures on it. So they think it's so important. Of course, I find that all to be poppycock, really. It's
poppycock, sir.
Oh, but nevertheless, if my calculations are correct, the cylinder will turn up somewhere. Eventually, I'm sure the authorities are doing everything they can.
Not now, Frank.
Thank you, Dr. Dubius. Now back to you, Willie.
Thanks, Deidre. I'm sure the authorities will put a stop to all of this and have this well in hand, and most assuredly, they will prosecute whoever is responsible to the fullest extent of the law.